something to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack situation. Watch us snack it on.
All right, let's start the regrets.
Regrets start now.
The regrets start now. Hello, snackers, and welcome to Snack Situation. It's the hottest podcast in the history of spooky podcasting.
We are your hosts.
We are your hosts. My name is Chris Sims, and with me as always, the late Matt Wilson. Matt, how are you booing today? It's really hard to come up with good ones. You did podcast it last week, and that's the best we've had.
It's ever. Yeah, I don't know how easy it'll be to top podcast it. I am indeed late, Chris. We whipped together this episode of Snack Situation rather quickly, trying to decide on some spooky treats to try, not trying just like regular old Halloween candy. I think we did a pretty good job of getting some stuff together. There was one item that I went to several different stores looking for and could not find because I think it must come off the shelves like a week or so before Halloween.
Matt, did you know that I am currently reaching my strongest form?
How is that?
Well, I'm not there yet, but when I went to the store today, eggnog is out, baby.
Yes, it is.
And winter Oreos were being shelved by the staff.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and give one of our items away, I guess. So one thing that you're going to be trying, Chris, is Halloween Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the thing that I said must come off the shelves like a little bit before Halloween is over.
Yeah, we got our box here at about like a week or so ago.
Yeah.
And they did not have it when I was at Target today looking for spooky treats.
Same. I went several places looking for Halloween Crunch. There was a spot at Target, however, for Christmas Crunch.
Is Christmas Crunch out?
It wasn't shelved, but there was a label.
Oh, it's November 1st, baby. It's coming. I can feel it.
It might even be there tomorrow. I don't know.
Honestly, that is what we get for waiting until October 28th to do our Halloween episode.
That's true.
Because this is Halloweekend, and everybody's pretty much over it right now.
It's true. But one of our items I've only seen in the past week or so. One of these spooky items that we have, and what I think we should try first, because it is a perishable.
Yeah, it's on a time limit. I put mine in the fridge when I got home, because I got home a little bit before you.
I tried mine as soon as it was made.
Oh, I've waited. Mine has been sitting.
Okay, I am interested to see what you think of this. And I think we should probably just jump right into it so that we can, you know, have it at its freshest.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Witch's Brew Creme Frappuccino.
Now, Matt, do you like gimmick Frappuccinos?
No, I don't like Frappuccinos almost at all, period.
You don't like the caramel Frappuccino?
Eh. I mean, if I'm getting coffee from Starbucks, if I'm getting a drink from Starbucks, I'm just going to get cold brew. That's what I always get.
I mean, yeah, but like a Frappuccino is like a treat. Like it's like a treat, Matt. It's like a sweet treat. Aren't you ever nice to yourself?
Never. Never once have I been nice to myself.
Okay, I want to say this real quick. I just got a game that I'm probably going to talk about on Ajax. It's called Death Road to Canada.
Okay.
And it's basically the Oregon Trail with zombies.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's been very fun because you have a two-week trip from Florida to Canada because Canada doesn't have any zombies in it. And you can like randomly generate characters or you can do the old Oregon Trail thing, which is that you make your friends and family and then you get to watch them get eaten by zombies.
Great.
So the first two people I made, me and Matt.
Of course, obviously.
Didn't make Aiden for a little bit because I did not, like, I knew I was going to die and I did not want that on my conscience. She's in there now, though.
Okay.
I gave me, you get a trait and like a little quirk. And I gave me, my trait is paranoid because, you know, I got the anxiety.
Sure.
And my little perk is that I am a martial artist because, you know, MMA update. It's your destiny.
birthday, baby.
Yeah. Matt Wilson.
I'm gonna put the drop in.
Oh, I love that drop. It's great. That's a treat for everybody. Matt, I gave you the perk Fighter, which lets you start with a hatchet, because I was with you when you bought a hatchet.
I do own a hatchet and a machete.
And I gave you the trait Practical, and I almost didn't, because has a variety of useful skills, 3 points given to skills at random, 3 points given to support skills at random. That you're a very practical person. It does say boring personality as the drawback, and so I almost didn't give it to you, because you're not boring at all.
That's
except when it comes to desserts, in which case you like, I don't want this good cold treat.
I mean, that's fair, I guess. I like what I like. That's pretty much what it boils down to. And
you like what you like?
And Frappuccinos are expensive at Starbucks.
Frappuccinos are mad expensive.
So I want to read the description of the Witch's Brew Cream Frappuccino.
Aiden was reading me to this right before we started recording, because she said, let me look up what is in this before you put this garbage in your body.
This is on the Starbucks website. Our cauldron bubbles with a Halloween Frappuccino registered trademark. Blended beverage creme delight. That's more treat than trick. Open parentheses. Or is it? Close parentheses. The delicious orange cream flavor drink is dotted with imaginary bat warts and lizard scales. So there you go.
Yeah, the bat warts are the most disturbing visual. Mine are mostly dissolved now, so I don't know what they actually were.
They are. Here are the actual ingredients.
No, don't tell me the actual ingredients, because I have not had a sip yet.
Okay, we'll save those for later. I will tell you that this has 50% of your daily value of saturated fat.
Great. I got a small.
I think that's mostly for milk. I also got a tall. Yeah.
Okay.
But are we going to try it? We're going to try it now.
Let's do it. Let's do
All right,
it.
Here we go.
All right. Cheers. Well, it's not great.
So. The flavor, I think, is intended to be creamsicle.
Mm-hmm.
Creamsicle with some, like, chewy seeds in it. In practice, I realized this on the drive home. It took me a while to get here. You know, when you eat Fruit Loops,
mm-hmm.
It leaves behind its essence in the milk.
Right.
And you get milk that tastes like Fruit Loops.
Yeah, you can do spells with it. It's essence of Fruit Loop.
That's what this tastes like. It tastes like Fruit Loops milk.
It tastes like the LaCroix of Fruit Loops.
But it's too sweet to taste like LaCroix.
Too sweet. I mean, yeah, but it's like, it's sweet but not flavorful, which is always the problem with the gimmick Frappuccinos. Always.
You know what it reminds me of also? So last time I was at Steak and Shake, speaking of rewarding oneself with a dessert,
mm-hmm.
I do always get a shake at Steak and Shake.
Vanilla?
No.
That wasn't a joke, Matt. We've had the conversation about how vanilla is the most complicated of all the flavors.
Yeah, vanilla milkshakes are actually delicious.
Yes.
But usually what I get is like a peanut butter cup milkshake. Mm. But this time I was feeling like something different. So I got a creamsicle frappuccino, or creamsicle milkshake, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good, but not quite as good as I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't quite have the orange flavor I wanted. It was not quite enough.
It never is. It's never as good as you want it to be.
This is like a melted version of that.
The only thing that has ever really tasted like an orange cream food item is Wild Bill soda when we mix in a creamsicle soda.
I'll say a Stewart's cream soda is orange cream soda is pretty good, but yeah.
Yeah, this is a bunch of nothing, honestly.
Okay, here is what's in it. Ice, milk, creme frappuccino syrup, whipped cream, vanilla syrup. Oh, that's in the whipped cream. Orange flavored purple powder. So that's what gives it the purple color.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's orange flavored. Green colored chia seeds. And
oh,
green.
They are seeds.
They are chia seeds.
Okay.
And green colored sugar. That is what's in the Witch's Brew Frappuccino. It's a lighter flavor than you expect.
It is. Well, okay. Of the three gimmick Frappuccinos I've had, two Halloween, one non-Halloween, because I had the vampire one.
Just a quick warning. Marlene just walked in the room to try it.
Okay.
Let's get Marlene's reaction to the Witch's Brew Frappuccino.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
I said it tasted like Fruit Loops milk.
It's Fruit Loops milk or Fruity Pebbles milk. That's exactly what it tastes like. Very good.
Marlene agrees. She liked it.
I wouldn't drink a whole thing.
Yeah, I think after like a handful of sips, it's not great.
Mine actually got a little bit better after a couple sips, but it plateaued pretty quickly.
Yeah, so Marlene agreed that it tastes like Fruity Pebbles and or Fruit Loops milk.
Yeah, it's not super good. But I've had the Vampire Frappuccino, which was great because they poked two little holes in the whipped cream and had like little red syrup coming out of it. That was great. I've had the Unicorn Frappuccino, which was like drinking diabetes. It was like if your world was pixie sticks, it was bad. And you know me, Matt, I've got a sweet tooth and childlike tastes.
This one to me is like approaching drinking diabetes.
It's not flavorful.
It's too much sugar for not enough flavor, I think is.
Yeah.
And you know, the chia seeds are interesting, but I could kind of do without them. They add a little chewiness to it, I guess. Like, there's something to have in your teeth. But
this just feels like a bunch of leftover stuff that they decided to make a Halloween. Because, again, this did not show up until, like, 3 days ago.
I will say, it really didn't. Like, I didn't see it at Starbucks until a week before Halloween, maybe. You know? It's weird.
Yeah.
It's such a last-minute thing. I will say this, as the whipped cream kind of like melts into it, it does get a little more flavor to it. It adds a little more like real cream flavor to the orangey flavor. Also, you would expect this drink to have caffeine in it. It has none.
Mm-hmm. It's just sugar.
It's just sugar. Do Frappuccinos not usually have caffeine?
The coffee Frappuccinos do. The non, like the creme Frappuccinos, do not.
The blended Frappuccinos?
Yeah.
The process of watching them make this was really something, as they like blended all this garbage together. This looks like you're getting like a smoothie, but what you're really getting is sugar liquid.
Yeah, let me tell you, brother, I'm glad this was on the company dime.
All right, so be it. We'll rank it in a little bit. What do we want to go to next?
We've been talking a lot about Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles. So I think we should go with my Halloween crunch, because I have a little bit.
Okay, you have it. I could not find it.
All right. I'm going to
on my pour trek. A little.
I didn't want this to get soggy, so I'm going to pour a little almond milk in it right now. I eat cereal with almond milk, Matt.
That's fine.
Dairy gets a little sticky on me. Usually when I get a cold brew or I get a latte, coconut milk. Instead of dairy milk is what I go with. Highly recommended.
That's not a bad choice.
All right. So this is Halloween Crunch with ghosts that are red that turn the milk green, and the ghosts also turn green. So that's the gimmick here. It's for babies.
So the ghosts are red at first?
The ghosts are red, and they're not marshmallows. They're like they're also like Captain Crunch pieces. You know what Captain Crunch is. I don't need to describe it, right?
I am familiar with Captain Crunch, yes.
They're squares.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
Well, the Captain Crunch is Captain Crunch.
Here's the copy from the Captain Crunch website about Halloween Crunch. For a limited time, treat yourself to a box of ghoulishly good Captain Crunch's Halloween Crunch, registered trademark. A mix of the classic crunch you love, plus ghost berries that turn your milk green. Eat this spooky cereal if you dare.
Now, the milk is green now. It is not an unpleasant green either. It's a very, like, eggshell green.
Is it remarkably different from Crunch Berries?
No. Pretty much just Crunch Berries.
Okay.
Disappointing. I mean, it's good. If you like Captain Crunch, Captain. I keep calling him Captain Crunch. I keep really hitting that T that is not in there.
You really want to give him his official title.
Yeah. If you like Captain Crunch, it's very good. And I think the I like a Halloween gimmick. I just like a Halloween gimmick. What can
sure.
I say?
I think next year they should do Oops All Ghosts.
Mmm.
Oops All Ghosts.
Idea, Matt. Oops, everyone died.
I mean, I guess, are the That's, ghosts...
The story for that is that at the Crunchberry Factory there was an explosion and everyone died.
But, like, are they the ghosts of people or the ghosts of berries?
I mean, they're ghost berries.
Yeah, they're
I don't
the,
know.
They're the ghosts of berries, so all the berries died in the factory explosion.
That's... I don't know what to think about that, Matt.
Okay.
Not bad, but not especially Halloween-y.
Okay. So it's really just, like, gussied up regular Captain Crunch.
Yeah, Captain Crunch that turns your milk a like, 1950s retro-futurist kitchen green, if that makes sense.
A avocado, if you will.
Lighter.
Lighter than avocado, okay.
Yes. Like almost teal.
But it's not a 70s kitchen green. It's
not a
70s
kitchen green. Yeah, this is a GE's Kitchen of the Future green.
Okay.
A very if you're excited for Fallout 76, it's like Vault green.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Up next, let's do a baseline. This kind of falls into Halloween. It also kind of falls into our Reese's episode from a while back.
You know, Matt, yesterday, speaking of Fallout, was the pre-anniversary of the Great War.
Happy pre-anniversary, everybody.
Yeah, it's October 27th, 2077.
As we march ever closer to nuclear annihilation.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, let's eat this Reese's pumpkin, which I think can, you know, reasonably go in with our other Reese's that we've ranked.
Now, I left mine in the kitchen. I did have two yesterday when I was signing at a comic book store that was giving free candy to children and also to me.
We're not really doing anything we haven't tried with a Reese's pumpkin, to be quite honest.
They're great.
All right.
They're great.
We're going to do it. Yep, it's good.
Yeah. I say Reese's pumpkin better than Reese's cup, which is in turn better than Reese's ghost.
Okay.
But of course, Reese's tree is at the top.
Here's the thing about Reese's pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
More peanut butter.
Yeah.
So you like that.
I do like that.
I would have to disagree and say I prefer the chocolate to peanut butter ratio of a regular Reese's cup. Reese's pumpkin is good, but I feel like it's overshooting with the peanut butter.
Interesting. See, maybe it's just my love of Halloween. I will say that a Reese's pumpkin tastes like Halloween.
Sure. The additional peanut butter makes it taste like Halloween to you.
What were you looking for at Halloween?
Kit Kats. We've had this discussion.
We have had this discussion. You love Kit Kats.
Yeah.
Reese's pumpkins right here, baby.
While we're on this topic, we're not ranking this, but I want to mention it.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought some Halloween candy to have here at home. And in the very unlikely event that we get trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, same. I have a bag of Reese's pumpkins that I will eat.
So much this right. I'm in the habit of getting candy that I know I will eat.
Yeah.
If nobody shows up, which last year didn't, nobody showed up, and I expect no one will this year either.
Yeah. The worst thing I can imagine happening to me on a Halloween is that a child comes to my door and I do not have candy.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Yeah, then I am the worst.
Yeah.
So I always have candy, even though I've lived in apartments for several years and nobody ever comes knocking.
Well, I thought last year I had a house. I have a house now. And I was like, oh, maybe we'll get some trick-or-treaters, and we didn't. So, maybe it'll happen this year. It's unlikely. Anyway, the candy I got were the candies I know I like best, mm-hmm. Kit Kats and Starbursts. And I got some candies that I know Marlene really likes, M&M's. In the bag, the mixed bag of M&M packs that I got, there were peanut butter M&M's, which I've had before, but I've never really, like, thought about.
Uh-huh.
And it is shocking to me that the Mars company can get away with peanut butter M&M's because they are just Reese's Pieces.
Was it you that was saying that you wanted to change all the packages to say fat Reese's?
Thick Reese's Pieces.
Thick Reese's Pieces?
They're just thicker Reese's Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
They taste exactly the same.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can do it.
It's... No one's going to M&M's for peanut butter. You know?
Yeah. It's baffling to me how close they are to Reese's Pieces. They're just thicker.
Has there ever been a successful, long-running household name brand that has had worse advertising than M&M's?
Now, are you talking about... We've talked at length about the green M&M.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And how off-putting.
There's the green M&M that they want you to fuck. There's the brown M&M. They're like, oh, she's naked. Which I don't... Why would you... You put that in my head. That's not me. That's you.
There's the ad with Santa Claus for some reason not knowing that M&Ms exist.
That's bananas. There's the orange M&M who has anxiety.
There's also the Halloween commercial from this year where the yellow M&M is dead.
Yeah, where the yellow M&M dies. And then the red M&M, there's a commercial with the red M&M. It turns into Danny DeVito. And look, Danny DeVito seems like a very nice man. I have enjoyed much of his work. Taxi, fantastic. Always Sunny, fantastic. The movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger, significantly less fantastic, but I do weirdly remember the line, what's the first rule in a crisis situation, from that film. It's stuck with me. I saw that movie once in like 1989. I don't want to eat him. I don't want to put Danny DeVito in my mouth in between bites of popcorn at the movie theater. Matt.
Well, it's much the same problem that I have with the current Pop-Tart commercials.
The Pop-Tart commercial and the Crave cereal commercials, weird.
We're anthropomorphizing a food. That is a minefield, my dude.
You can't anthropomorphize a food only to make it suffer.
Correct.
When I go to a barbecue restaurant and there's a pig on the sign, the pig's never scared. The pig's always happy.
It's happy, yeah.
Yeah. Because the pig knows that becoming barbecue is the ultimate goal of every pig.
Yes, that's the Valhalla for pigs.
Yes, the Valhalla for pigs is... to be eaten by me with hush puppies.
It's a smoker.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird to me that in all these ads, these anthropomorphized foods are terrified of being eaten.
Yeah. I don't know why there's food that's terrified of being eaten, and I don't know why there's food that wants me to fuck it. I don't know why.
Well, speaking of M&Ms.
Uh-huh.
I don't think these want us to fuck them. But we are going to eat them. They are M&M's, cookies, and Scream. Dark chocolate and white chocolate.
These do have a terrified red M&M on the package.
On the bag. There's a lot going on in the smell department as I open this.
Okay,
also, Target didn't have anything but huge 8-ounce bags of these.
Oh, yeah, that's the only size they come in. Which is weird because, like, it's Halloween. You'd think they'd be like, am I supposed to give this to a child? This is half a pound of M&M's.
Yeah. Like,
I'm not John D. Rockefeller.
I could put them in small plastic bags and hand them out, I guess.
And immediately get arrested.
One thing I notice as I'm looking at these, Chris.
Uh-huh.
The version of the M&M's on the outside of the bag are like dotted with white spots, sort of like
Like you mashed up an Oreo, right?
It's, yeah, it looks like a Starfield.
The actual candy is not quite that.
Yeah, the contrast is not there.
Yeah.
Do you want to describe the imagery we've got on this package? I mean, I'm willing to forgive a scared candy when it's Halloween. It's Halloween. That's fine.
Yeah. So we've got the red M&M, Danny DeVito. He's holding a stack of Oreos. And he's looking at me, the consumer, terrified.
Yeah, which is weird, because this is like somebody trying to answer the question, hey, how do we get across the idea that these are like Oreo-tasting M&Ms? Let's have the Oreo hold what is most likely a superior snack.
You mean the M&M?
Yeah, the M&M. The M&M is holding a stack of Oreos. Let's have the M&M hold a slightly superior stack.
What it looks like to me is the red M&M is offering me a stack of Oreos so I won't eat him.
It's interesting that you say that, because I think that is what it's supposed to be happening, which is weird because we are then going to eat a bunch of M&Ms.
That I feel Oreo like flavored.
For me, this works especially well when you see the display in Target because it's, you know, a wider display. But like for me, I feel like this is half of a Shining situation where the red M&M is like, come eat Oreos forever.
But he's terrified.
Yeah, he's a ghost. He's a weird apparition.
All right, I think we've dug into the backstory of this enough.
All right,
let's try one of these.
Also, it's cookies and cream, but it says dark chocolate and white chocolate, which is not what cookies and cream is. But okay,
you're right. Also, I would like to note at this point, a lot of times when we do these, I don't get headachy.
Uh huh.
Brother, I'm gonna say it's mostly the Frappuccino.
It's 100% the Frappuccino.
Woo, woo, yeah. Boy.
Yeah.
All right, let's eat this last sugary thing.
All right, here we go. Matt, I gotta say, I'm a fan.
They're not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't taste like Oreos.
They don't taste like Oreos, but they do have a good... Because there's a crunch that's very satisfying.
These, much like peanut butter M&Ms, are bigger than a regular M&M.
Yeah, but that's what I'm going to say. They're different from M&Ms, and they're also different from Reese's Pieces. And they're also not, like, horrifying, like when you see, like, pumpkin spice M&Ms or apple pie M&Ms. That's not a shot at pumpkin spice lattes, by the way. Your boy loves a pumpkin spice latte, for sure. Coconut milk.
I don't hate these.
Mm-hmm.
But why would I eat these imitations of an Oreo if I can eat an Oreo?
I got two words for you, brother. Movie theater.
But you can't get these at the movie theater.
No. Matt, if you buy candy at the movie theater, you're a sucker.
Okay, well, these aren't made to even take into the movie theater. This giant 8-ounce bag of candy.
Can you not get an 8-ounce bag into a movie theater? Because I'm very afraid of getting kicked out of a movie theater by a teenager, and I could get this bag into a movie theater. I could have been eating these while I watched Venom today.
I'm saying a smaller bag would be even easier to get into a movie theater.
I mean, that's true. That's true.
These you have to fit into, like, a big purse or a messenger bag or something.
Mm-hmm.
It won't fit in a pocket.
It won't fit in a pocket, but it's Halloween, it's hoodie season.
You could put it in a hoodie pocket, yeah.
You could put it in a hoodie pocket, jacket pocket. This fits right into a jacket pocket.
All I'm saying is, if the idea is, oh, we'll make something that tastes like Oreos that people can take into a movie theater, make it portable.
Mm-hmm.
And don't only sell it in giant bags and only at Target.
Well, but you can't. Think about this from the business perspective, though. You can't have a seasonal in a small package. Because, like, come November 1st, nobody's going to want these. Even though I think they're fairly delicious. I think, like, they could brand these as, like, space M&Ms. You know, because they look kind of like the night sky.
Okay, yeah, sure.
But they've gone with cookies and scream, which is spelled with three E's and no A, by the way, which is a weird choice, because cream is also spelled like scream with an E-A. Anyway, you make these, and you gotta offload them in a very narrow window. Because Halloween's not like Christmas, which starts on November 1st. Halloween pretty much starts October 1st.
That's true. And for a lot of people, it doesn't start until even like the middle of October.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I get it. I just feel like, again, my big question, why would I want to eat an imitation of an Oreo when I could just eat Oreos?
But I do think it's pretty tasty.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
I mean, that's the M&M story in a nutshell. In a candy shell that will melt in your mouth, not in your head.
Yeah.
That's another piece of M&M's advertising that's complete bullshit.
No, these motherfuckers actually,
will definitely melt in your hand.
But not so I get it. Think back to the olden days, Chris. Think back to the before times.
Yes.
When children, small children, were carrying around bars of pure chocolate.
Unsweetened baker's chocolate.
In their hands at all times. And it was just melting into goo on their hands. Daily. And somebody thought, we should do something about this. We should figure out a way so that chocolate isn't – we're not dealing with the rampant problem of melted chocolate in children's hands. Let's put a shell on the outside, a candy shell, a hard candy shell. That then would preserve the chocolate. Would it melt eventually? Certainly. But not nearly as quickly as the barely sweetened chocolate that these children are carrying around on a daily basis. I understand it. That part I get. Of all the things that are M&M related, that part I get.
I mean, yeah. But then, like... Won't, like, melt in your mouth, not in your hand, is like a challenge. And if you, and you're, like, if it sits on your palm, you're okay. If you close that fist, it's over.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
And I'm a fighter, Matt. You know that.
You're just ready to challenge any declaration anyone has.
Yeah. That's why I carry a Twix and a Twizzlers nunchucks instantly. JK, I don't really like Twizzlers.
All right, let's rank what we got here.
Okay, which is Roof Frappuccino going pretty low?
I feel like it is going pretty low.
It's certainly not as bad as Pepsi Fire.
I like it better than Pepsi Fire.
But like...
Is it as good as the duck jerky?
I mean, probably not.
I'd probably take a sip of this before I took another bite of duck jerky, but I could stand the Choc Mint Tim Tams for longer than I could stand this Frappuccino, I think.
Yeah, that feels right to me. The duck jerky was similarly like, oh, this is a bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
So, all right. Which is Brew Frappuccino?
It goes between Tim Tams Choc Mint and duck jerky.
Yeah.
How about a Reese's pumpkin?
Scroll the F up.
Did we not rank the other Reese's stuff on this list?
I don't think we did, because I think that was on a trip.
No, it wasn't. We did
no,
that.
No, it wasn't. Was it?
Why didn't we rank any of those?
I mean, they were bad.
Some of them were good. Some of them were bad.
I'll tell you what. The mini Reese's that have the pieces inside, it doesn't fuck up the ratio as much. Those are pretty good. Someone gave one to me to come.
I can't believe we don't have those on the list.
Yeah. So weird.
Okay. Well, we'll just go ahead and rank a Reese's pumpkin against some of this other stuff.
I don't know if it's as good as JJ's Red Hots because I prefer a savory meal, but that's also a meal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking like around 1893 or Wild Bill Soda or popcorn.
I would say it probably goes, just value-wise, it has to go above Wild Bill Soda.
Okay. I think probably...
Say what you will, but Reese's Pumpkins are not a scam.
I think they're probably better than 1893 also. They're tried and true.
Yeah. Lemonades?
Lemonades are good.
Lemonades are more refreshing. Like, a Reese's Pumpkin's going to weigh on you a little bit.
I mean, again, I feel like, for me, the regular Reese's cup is preferable to a pumpkin.
Oh, yeah. But I think the pumpkin's also very good.
It's very good. But I'm okay putting the pumpkin, like, a little down the list.
Yeah, I think it's not as... If you gave me the choice, I would probably take the Reese's Pumpkin, but I think the lemonades have more merit, if that makes sense.
More merit badge?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Okay, let's go between lemonades and 1893, though, for the Reese's Pumpkin.
Okay. Next up, we have Halloween Crunch.
Yeah, this is all you.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, what's the dead middle of the list?
These are not numbered, so I don't know.
I'm gonna put it between the sweets from the Philippines, which were quite good, and Euro snacks. Just break up those internationals a little bit.
Okay, that's Halloween Crunch. And how about M&M's Cookies and Scream?
Now, I like these. I think they're very comparable to the salted caramel and vanilla Tim Tams.
I feel like they do themselves a disservice by comparing themselves to Oreos.
By putting the Oreo on the package, you think?
Yeah. If I didn't even realize that these were supposed to taste like Oreos, I might like them. But if they're trying to make these have an Oreo flavor, I don't think they succeed. So, and part of it is the inside filling being white chocolate instead of just like a cream, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking salted caramel and vanilla Tim Tams. Like, do you really think these are better than a Thin Mint?
I mean, I don't love Thin Mints.
I don't love them, but they have a value, and they are what they are, and they're not an imitation of something else.
I mean, that's true. That's true. I do think they're better than Haralki.
I would argue lower, but I think we've got to come to a compromise on it. So okay.
I definitely don't think these are worse than the Black Forest Tim Tams. Those were good, but also very.
Those were my favorite of those Tim Tams.
Yeah, no, they were good, but I think they're not cloying, but you know.
I liked the cherry flavor of those, but. Again, I think we're just going to have to come to a compromise on these. So we'll put the Cookies and Scream M&Ms between Thin Mints and Haralki.
That's three E's. Cookies and Scream. Artificial flavors.
All right, everybody. You know what's truly spooky? When you eat candy and get a headache. Which is what I have now. Now I got to go eat, like, a bunch of bread.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go eat like a quesadilla.
Whatever it takes to get rid of this headache. We'll be back in November with another snack situation. I'm sure it'll be good.
Yeah, are we going to eat Thanksgiving? Is that going to be our snack situation?
We'll do Thanksgiving together. We'll have candied yams and cranberry sauce.
That would be lovely.
Whatever we do, you'll be here for it, to hear it. Come back in November and hear it. Thanks for listening to this spooky edition. See you next time.
Bye, everybody. Have a great month. And above all, stay hungry.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.